Chapter 9. Chandrila. Cal only had vague memories of the Jedi Order as it had been before the Purge. He'd spent his early childhood in the temple, like all younglings. But as the Clone Wars raged on and on, Padawans were brought out into the field earlier and earlier. Once his master had taken him to the front lines, Cal had never gotten a chance to return to the temple again. What he did remember, more so than the building itself, was the warmth of other Force-sensitive minds pressed against his own. The feeling of being connected, not solely to the Force, but to the Order itself. A vibrant network of support and wisdom and companionship. Once, being a Jedi had meant that one never had to be alone. But for nearly all of Cal's adult life, it meant the exact opposite. It had taken years after the fall of the Empire for the remaining Jedi to tentatively organize themselves again. There was no council, no official leadership, though Cal was fairly certain that most Jedi considered Master Skywalker to be their most central figure, due to his connections and all-around hero status. It had been Master Skywalker who'd set up a summoning beacon to seek out surviving Jedi, and insisted that his skittish peers meet in person annually on a secret rotation of planets to satisfy their collective paranoia, if only to make sure they were all still alive. This year, the council meeting was being held on Chandrila in Hana City. Cal and Seer left Grease and the Mantis in the lower district of the city to do some shopping while the two of them made their way to the Senate Plaza. Cal felt woefully out of place among the smooth beige and white administration buildings and the immaculately dressed government officials, and the feeling only grew as they passed into the austere Senate House. It was early in the day, and the sunlight was just barely creeping into the skylights, cutting sharp lines of yellow light across high ceilings and glossy marble walls. They were the last to arrive at the meeting room that had been set aside for them, but Master Skywalker greeted them with a cheery grin and waved them inside with his one flesh hand. The window behind his head lit his blonde hair with a golden halo, which offset his somber black robes. "Good morning. Welcome, Master Junda, Knight Kestis. We were just talking about you." "Oh, no," Cal said automatically. A chuckle called Cal's attention to Master Quinlan Vos, a Kufar about Seer's age, with dark skin and silvery gray dreadlocks. He was at Skywalker's immediate left, sitting backwards in his chair. Cal nodded to him. He liked Vos, despite his rough edges. They had a lot in common, including their psychometry talents. Skywalker laughed as well. "Nothing bad, I promise. Have a seat." Cal sat and glanced around the circular table. The meeting was well attended this year. There were 13 of them in total, an odd mix of knights who'd been far enough undercover that Order 66 had missed them, like Vos, older Jedi, like Master Renkisis, who used their wisdom and influence to sneak off Coruscant, and very young Jedi like Skywalker himself, who hadn't been on the Empire's radar in the beginning. There were hardly any that were Cal's age. Padawans had been the easiest targets during the Purge, without the protection of their masters, isolated in space and surrounded by troopers. One figure, notably, was absent. "Where's Senator Organa?" Cal asked uncertainly. Surely he would have heard about it if something had happened to the galaxy's most beloved political figure. While she'd chosen not to join the Order, Skywalker's twin had still been present at all of their meetings. To his surprise, Skywalker beamed. "I was just about to bring that up," the Jedi practically quivering with excitement. "She's just had a baby. His name is Ben, and he weighs 8 pounds, and he's going to be a Jedi. And do you guys want to see this holo I took?" Cal watched on, bemused, as Skywalker pulled a little holoprojector that looked suspiciously like a bounty puck and made it display images of a lumpy pink human child. The Jedi passed it around the table for inspection. Congratulations, Voss interjected, through Skywalker's rapid-fire inventory of the newborn's endearing qualities. But what does this have to do with scouting old temple sites? Ah, yes, Skywalker composed himself and sighed. I think it's about time we started thinking about the future of the Jedi Order. I've asked many of you, over the last several months, to check out some ancient Jedi temples across the galaxy. Places that are safe, defensible, and closely connected to the Force. It's my intention, within the next few months, to begin gathering younglings and establish a training temple. A murmur went around the table. Cal had suspected that Skywalker's requests would lead to this. Up until that point, Cal and the others had kept an eye on Force-sensitive children from afar, only intervening if they were in danger. It was one thing to keep tabs on them, quite another to begin accepting younglings into the Order again. It was a thrilling prospect, the training of a new generation. It was something that Cal never thought he'd have the opportunity to participate in. He couldn't help, however, the trill of fear in the back of his mind at the thought of bringing children into the fold. If the Empire had taught them anything, it was that there was only so much the Jedi could do to protect themselves from the dark, and the galaxy would always hold dangers for their kind. Master Rancasis was the first to respond to Skywalker's proposal. The ancient Thispiassian's voice was soft and whispery with age.
You are correct, young Skywalker. It is time.
Is it really? Cal heard his own voice leave his mouth before he'd processed his thoughts. He looked to Seer, whose own worry was etched in the lines of her face. Would it be safe? The Empire isn't gone, not completely, and having a bunch of them in one place? Cal trailed off. He knew he wasn't alone in his fears. He knew they understood. I believe it's as safe as it's going to be for a long time, Skywalker considered. But I understand your concerns. I certainly hope this will be a group effort. That will make it safer. We have a long way to go, but it's my hope that when we're done, there will be an order of some kind to pass down. The discussion continued for many hours, as the group carefully considered different challenges that might arise when training new Jedi. Cal's anxiety gradually dissipated, giving way to something like hope. Cal and Seer were just leaving the meeting to make their way back to the Mantis when Cal had a thought. You go ahead, Seer. I'll catch up. Seer raised an eyebrow at him.
Where are you going? You'll miss Grease's stew.
I've got to... He cut himself off. I won't be long. Cal assured her and turned back down the hall. The stragglers were milling about, talking in smaller groups. Cal made a beeline for Masters Skywalker and Vos, who were still in their seats, chatting.
Back again so soon? Vos grinned as he approached.
Yeah, Cal said. I was wondering if either of you knew where I might find some information about Mandalorians.
Oh, Force! Skywalker looked alarmed. Are you in some kind of trouble? Do you need help? Those bounty hunters can be a real...
Hang on, kid. He didn't say anything about bounty hunters, Vos interrupted. Not all Mandos are bounty hunters. Now, Castus, who are we talking about?
A bounty hunter, but... I knew it! Skywalker exclaimed before catching Vos's withering look.
Sorry, please continue.
I just wanted to know more about Mandalorians. History, language, culture. Is there, you know, a library somewhere, or... Cal shifted his weight from foot to foot. His independent research had turned up very little on the subject. Information was something that the Empire had gone to great lengths to make inaccessible, and many research networks had yet to recover.
There's the Polis Archives not far from here, Skywalker said. We transferred a lot of salvaged data from the temple archives there. Unless you want to go spelunking in the ruins on Coruscant, that's your best bet.
I'll take you there. Vos sprung up from his seat and clapped him on the shoulder. Come on, Kestis.
Cal allowed himself to be guided out of the Senate House and into the bright, late afternoon sunlight.
Thanks, Cal said. I could have found my way there on my own, probably.
Vos ignored that.
You know, the Jedi and Mandalorians have been adversaries for a long time. Used to be a cycle of war and tense diplomacy, and the clans bicker amongst themselves constantly. They're a complicated bunch, not very welcoming to prying eyes.
Weren't the clones Mandalorians? Cal asked.
They weren't adversaries. Not at first, anyway.
The clones he'd grown up with had spoken Mandoa to each other. That was the only reason Cal knew anything about the language at all.
They were Mandalorians, in a way, but their father killed as many as 20 Jedi with his bare hands.
Well, that's hardly their fault.
Vos laughed.
No, you're right. All I meant was, there's a lot of history there, and it ain't all good.
Cal nodded.
Not many Jedi ever cared to bridge that gap. There was Tare Vizsla, of course, the ancient Mandalorian Jedi. He was a neat guy. But more recently, I can only think of one Jedi who spoke Mandoa or knew anything about Mandalorian customs.
Oh?
Cal prompted, when Vos seemed to lose his train of thought.
Kenobi.
Ah. Cal knew Master Obi-Wan Kenobi and Vos had been friends. He wondered what the story behind Kenobi's interest in Mandalorians was, but he didn't want to dredge up what might be a sore subject for Vos.
Vos continued pensively.
He'd be happy someone was... Well, I don't know what you're up to, but it doesn't sound like you're picking a fight.
Just making friends.
Fair enough, Vos said, and stopped them in front of a domed building. Here you are, Polis Library.
Cal turned to thank Vos, but the Kifar was already wandering away.
Cal returned to the Mantis in the middle of the night, laden with data pads, head buzzing with information. He'd sped read through centuries of Mandalorian history in only a few hours.
Vos had been right. Mandalorians fought a lot. But for a society whose religion was centered on armor and weaponry, he supposed that was to be expected.
And as far as their relationship with the Jedi went, it seemed there'd been dishonor and ignorance on both sides. The conflicts between the two peoples had been bloody and devastating and painfully unnecessary. Seer had waited up for him in the galley, reading. She didn't look up until Cal dumped his pile of research next to her own sizable stack.
Looks like you were successful, she commented.
Wish there'd been more. Cal met Seer's intense gaze and sighed heavily.
I'm looking into Mandalorian stuff.
I know.
Of course she did.
I'm just curious.
Understandable.
Cal caught himself. It's interesting.
I see, Seer
said, now barely containing her smile.
Shut up!
Seer laughed, and Cal rubbed the back of his neck self-consciously.
Just be careful, she said finally.
I will,